60% on Thursday. That's the chance of rain. 68 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Could this be a 4-4 case at the shorthanded Supreme Court? President Obama wants the justices to lift lower court orders that put on hold controversial executive orders shielding millions of illegal immigrants. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims that President Obama's executive actions on immigration will cost his and more than two dozen other states money and valuable resources. And he argues,
we think presidents have a duty to follow Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the feds have limited immigration enforcement resources.
We should target those resources at the most dangerous people.
The eight justices are hearing oral arguments on the case today. The bench is down one justice because of the death of Justice Scalia. Dave.
Rachel, Donald Trump keeps railing against the Republican nomination process after Ted Cruz took all 14 Wyoming delegates.
It's a rigged system. It's a crooked system.
Cruz tweeted that Trump's lost 5 straight contests, hashtag no whining. But Trump has a huge lead in the polls before tomorrow's New York primary. Bernie Sanders hopes to pull off a Democrat upset.
We listen to ordinary people, not just wealthy campaign contributors.
Hillary Clinton has had a double-digit lead in New York. They keep searching through rubble, looking for earthquake survivors in Japan and Ecuador.
I wish I could be out there and help.
That Florida man has family in Ecuador, where at least 272 people were killed by a quake that collapsed building and damaged roads. Relief supplies are pouring into Japan, where 42 people died in back-to-back quakes last week. More than 30,000 runners getting ready for the Boston Marathon, so are police, 3 years after the deadly bombings at the finish line.
The BPD, working with several agencies, including the FBI, keeping an ear to the ground for online chatter regarding possible terror threats locally and overseas, and arranging for more than 5,000 officers along the marathon route, both in uniform and plain clothes.
That's Jackie Heinrich with Fox 25 TV. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-5125. That's 1-800-467-5125. 1-800-467-5125. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Rudy's Barbecue.
Here's a big gig-em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet. We're here for you every day.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life or ground, air, or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, and flammable. Bring these items along with computers and electronics to the University Services Complex April 30th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark from Sovac City. Did you know that if you have that crafty nick and you really want to get out and put some bling on something, Sovac City is the place that you need to be. Sovac City, we've got embroidery machines starting at only $4.99. Decorate up what you want to. We have artistic software where you can actually bling out those items and really give them a pop. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
They said they'd be here at 7:30. They were here at 7:30. Very good guys. Very, very efficient. They were in and they were out. They did their work. They cleaned up behind themselves. He told us everything they were going to do, what they needed to do, and the cost of it. They even helped us arrange financing, which was great because it was a costly job. We had a lot done. I would definitely recommend them to my family and friends. And I already have. My sister-in-law has already called them.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Good morning, it's 7:06. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We've seen some very impressive rainfall totals the last several hours, especially to our south. There have been some areas that have had over a foot of rain in the last 6 hours. Flash flood watch remains in effect through tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms, heaviest rain to our south, 75. Showers and rain tonight, some thunderstorms, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Today's doubleheader against the number 4 Crimson Tide. They rattled off 14 runs to 10-run rule Alabama, 14-1. A&M returns to action Wednesday for a doubleheader at Sam Houston State with game one scheduled at 3 o'clock. All the games.
I can do some news for you. I think that might be where the confusion is, Scott. Yeah. I've got weather news. It'll flow nicely. We can just pretend that didn't happen.
Can you tell I'm busy?
Yeah, quite busy. It's a busy day. We have heavy rains now south and east of the listening area. They've snarled school and commerce plans to start the week. While we've had exactly 1 inch measured at Easterwood Airport over the last 24 hours, up to 16 inches have fallen in parts of Houston and surrounding areas, with over 9 inches at George Bush International just this morning. Classes in Brenham, Waller, and Hempstead ISDs are canceled. Navasota ISD has delayed arrival for 2 hours. Blinn campuses in Brenham, this is Blinn College campuses in Brenham, Sealy, and Schulenburg, have been closed for today, but the Bryan campus will remain open. And Highway 290 in Waller was closed earlier this morning, but reports are now that it has reopened in both directions. The College Station and Bryan school boards meet later today, in part to deal with new attendance boundaries. The Bryan school board is scheduled to receive an update from the superintendent during their meeting that starts at 6. In College Station, there's a special meeting starting at 5:30 where the board is expected to decide the rules they will tell a committee to follow in considering new zones for either 5th through 8th or 5th through 12th grade buildings. Tomorrow, the CSISD board will announce who will be on that committee. Both school boards are planning to award contracts related to building projects approved by voters. Tonight, the Bryan agenda includes renovations at Bryan High and Bryan Collegiate. And tomorrow, the College Station Board will consider deferred maintenance work at South Knoll, Southwood Valley, and Pebble Creek. A committee recruiting the Houston YMCA to open branches in College Station and Bryan is holding a special reception next week. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney says it's being held at the Texas A&M YMCA building.
We know that one of our most notable and a former neighbor of Ms. Schultz's is going to be in attendance to talk about the historical perspective that he has enjoyed and that he's very excited about to see the YMCA once again joining with A&M.
Mooney says the local advisory committee and city officials recently toured the Y in Conroe and Branch Crossing, the latter which has a pool and other features that could be included in College Station.
Had all the other elements of a initial YMCA and what it might look like when it comes here to College Station.
In College Station, discussion involves a private developer donating land between Baylor Scott and White Hospital and Lowe's. A possible Bryan location is on the main campus of Blinn College. The College Station City Council has approved $5 million of contracts for building a pair of streets. One is widening Rock Prairie between the freeway and Longmire. That's supposed to take a year and a half to complete. On the other side of town, rebuilding Luther from Jones Butler to Harvey Mitchell is supposed to be completed in a year. The project also includes moving utility lines, and traffic on Luther will be limited to those going east. The council is also moving ahead to design the first phase of expanding Veterans Park. Construction is expected to start this fall on adding two synthetic fields, lights, and 160 parking spaces. And the council has entered an agreement with the developers that's turning the Texas World Speedway into a master plan community to reserve 2 acres at the southern end of the property for a future fire station. More information on all four contracts is online at WTAW.com. A Brazos County District Court jury has handed down a guilty conviction for a third-time drunk driver. 36-year-old Terry Hebb was arrested in December 2013 following a traffic stop on Highway 21 in Bryan. According to the district attorney's office, a DPS trooper caught Hebb going 72 in a 65-mile-per-hour speed zone and weaving in his lane of traffic. Prosecutors say Hebb's blood alcohol level was almost twice the legal limit. The Bryan man was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Last week's announcement from Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey that he was ending his attempts to move closer to his family in Nebraska was acknowledged the next night by the city council.
I just want to give a shout-out to Chief Buskey. Thank you for staying. I'm kind of glad you didn't get the job at the other place, but, you know, hey, we might be a little, greedy, but I just want to say thank you for being a continued part of this community.
Bobby Simank was the first to compliment Buskey, who was a finalist for chief positions in Loveland, Colorado, and Lincoln, Nebraska. Buskey has been in Bryan since 2009. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 66 degrees. You can text your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. We'll have more local news for you coming up at 7:30, and you can follow immediate up-to-date information on Twitter at WTAW1620. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Business owners, please listen closely. Don't buy the wrong printers or lock into expensive copier contracts before talking to Cartridge World first. They're printing experts and can reduce your printing cost overnight. Whether your business uses one or 100 printers, Cartridge World can help you save up to 30%. For a smarter way to print in 2016, talk to Cartridge World about printers and supplies. Stop by or visit save30%.com. That's save30%.com.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
All right, here we go, 713, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Blocking pattern that's remained in place and caused the heavy rain across the state remains in place this morning. A flash flood watch in effect through Tuesday. Right now, the heaviest rain is between College Station and the Houston area, slowly shifting to the east. Showers and rain today, temperatures near 75. Rain and thunderstorms around tonight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, a high around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball sweeping in Starkville. A&M softball drops 2 of 3, but run rules Alabama in the third game. Aggie soccer wraps up the spring schedule with a win updates on the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, and more in sports at about 7:50.
We've been so Houston-centric this morning, and again, the leading edge of this stuff is probably in Pasadena. Consider Galveston is not getting any rain at all, nor is Texas City, but they will soon. But also, if you head down south and you head west as well, if you happen to be going to Austin, for instance, you're probably going to run through some rain. There's rain around Giddings and Bastrop right now, and that stuff is moving kind of up generally to the east, but then there's a little bit of a northern drift. And then if you're going out beyond that, San Marcos, going out into Bernie in the Hill Country, San Antonio is receiving some heavy rain. So there's still more to the west. It's just not as large an area as we've got to the east and to the south. So there. All right, in the meantime, wash your ears out with this. Why not go to McDonald's and have a food fight in the drive-in window area?
Oh, hey, now you're talking.
We're trying to eat here.
Yeah, argument in the drive-through lane at the McDonald's turned into a food fight, leading to two arrests. It was 52-year-old Stephen Nardi and 38-year-old Joycelyn Harrell. Whoa. Guy and a gal get a food fight? Both were charged with third-degree assault and breach of the peace and wasting good food. Both were released on promises to appear in Superior Court on the 27th.
Maybe just wasting food.
Yeah, okay. According to police, the two customers were in the drive-through lane. It was about 7:45 at night, so it wasn't like alcohol involved or early wee hours of the morning. They argued outside their vehicles. Then they started throwing food at each other. I mean, isn't that the food that you ordered? Don't you want that? Are you going to eat that? Saying. All right. So I don't know if you heard the story last week that McDonald's announced they're going to do away with their healthier wraps. Okay. The McWrap is going away. At the same time, the McDonald's of the future is opening up. As we've discussed before, at $15 an hour, the business model for fast food is going to have to change.
Uh-huh.
Well, so dumping the premium wraps, the tortilla wraps filled with little items like grilled chicken and veggies meant for the younger, health-conscious customers. Because after all, if they want a wrap, they're probably not going to McDonald's
for that. Yeah, probably not.
Okay, but on the other side, giving people what they do want. Franchise owner in Missouri has laid out plans for a new 6,500-square-foot McDonald's that could be the largest in the region. But in fact, the restaurant will have kiosks that will allow you to customize your burgers and your desserts and serve all-you-can-eat French fries. So
only if they're fresh and good.
Within a way, and you know, and that's one of the things that people really like about McDonald's. They may not like some of the other products, but they've got that recipe down for the French fries. They do know how to do that.
They absolutely do.
Don't mess it up very often. Now, if we're talking all you can eat,
wow.
Other complicated items like grilled onion cheddar burgers and Buffalo Ranch chicken McSandwiches may have to be axed in the process.
Mm.
But you're going to have a kiosk. Once again, one more thing you can do without having to actually talk to another human being. Wow. That's great. Anyway, that'll be in St. Joseph, Missouri, is what they're telling us. 6,500 square feet. That's huge.
Big gun.
And what are they going to charge for that? I mean, what do you charge for all-you-can-eat fries? But what would you pay for all-you-can-eat fries?
Five bucks.
Would you? Okay.
It's probably, I don't know. I couldn't eat more than $5 worth, so I wouldn't pay that much.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, and what do? Do they give you like an extra large to begin with, and then they give you small servings afterwards so there's no wastage? You have to have somebody watching, have to have somebody looking at it, make sure that you're not sharing with somebody else.
Yeah, it's all you can eat, not all you can take, so no to-go containers.
Nope. New study reveals parents agonized for over 45 hours to come up with a name for their unborn child. Really?
That affects so much.
It does. You're right.
I think it does. I don't know. The Freakonomics people said, no, it really doesn't.
Well, I mean, they look at things differently.
They do.
How can you get inside of that head? Because how's that child going to feel about their name? I mean, hopefully, everything's good. But when you start doing weird stuff. Tell me how Moon Unit Zappa feels.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just saying.
Apple.
Better than Dweezil.
North, west, east.
Yeah, that one too. Worked with the guy, his first name was Johnny, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he had his firstborn was a son, so that was good. Called him John Boy. I mean, it was on the birth certificate. On the birth certificate.
Ouch.
Next was a daughter, Johnette.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm glad that she could wear his ego on her name.
Wow.
I won't even name my a son Junior, a Patrick Junior, because I hate the nickname PJ.
How do you feel about EJ?
Nothing wrong. No, PJ really just comes from watching a cartoon growing up called Goof Troop, and there was a kid named PJ.
Oh, okay. So as a result.
Yeah, as a result.
It's like, because I got one of the EJs.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of names, so it turns out Americans are quite attached to their cars, and that love is passed down to the millennials. eBay Motors survey found that U.S. Americans who own a vehicle that's more than 5 years old become emotionally attached, and that personal investment includes being on a first-name basis with their aging cars or trucks. Really?
Old rust bucket.
They especially find it's true with this millennial generation having that strongest emotional attachment to their vehicles when you compare them with other generations. Nearly 40% of millennials name their cars, compared to only 25% for all the age groups, according to the report. Various studies have shown that people are holding onto their cars and trucks longer, says Jay Hansen, who's a VP for eBay's merchandising of hard goods. They found that Toyota Corollas and Honda Accords are the most popular older car choices among millennials. Those two cars also happen to be the most reliable. Most popular names? Old Faithful, Baby, Bessie, Bob, and Buddy. Car colors also are similarly given a name, like red, silver, or blue. So, there you are. You ever owned a car that you named? I never have.
No, not really.
Can't imagine.
Baby Blue Bomber.
Okay. I mean, it's out there, and you can do that. Speaking of bombs, this is not the way to be killing bugs. In an attempt to kill roaches causing an apartment explosion in Asbury Park, New Jersey, police say that an unidentified resident spraying his Raid bug spray when it ignited a pilot light. Blast blew out several windows, injured three people, including a toddler. Luckily, none of the injuries were serious. Police say the roaches survived. Of course they did.
Now, that's what I call a bug bomb.
Yeah. Taxes are due today. Got to be postmarked today. Postmarked today. So there you go.
My mom has to had to do the taxes for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And she went online. She would... Not a very doesn't embrace technology.
Okay,
not quite as bad as you, Scott. I mean,
yeah, thanks.
You
okay,
because she doesn't have to.
Right.
But she did that online tax thing. Said it was pretty simple. She, in fact, she was almost elated by the time she was done.
Well, that is good.
Really exciting. For something she was dreading for 4 months now, she said it was quite easy. So if that's something you're looking at doing, go online maybe.
Yeah. Once again, and remember, most of the time when you dread things, they're not nearly as bad as you thought they were going to be.
I like the online taxes. I've been doing that.
4868, that's the form if you need to file an extension. And remember, if you owe the taxes, you still got to pay the taxes. Just saying.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You got until October the 15th to go ahead and file if you want to. And if you do owe, even if you delay, be sure and do that. And they've got an installment plan that you can set up. Once again, IRS online.
They really just want the money.
Yeah, they do.
They don't want you in trouble.
No, they don't want you in trouble. And actually, they don't want to hear from you. They just want your money. Please don't bother us. We're busy collecting your money.
But did anybody call and do as instructed on Friday?
Which was?
Listen to the on-hold music.
Yeah, no kidding. The problem, I mean, and how long will you wait? There are times I've waited over half an hour. But, you know, that's the great thing about having a wireless phone that you can put on speaker.
You just throw it on speakerphone. Yeah,
you can go ahead and be doing other things until they finally come on and give you their employee ID number. An escaped inmate caught in a rather unusual hiding place, Jasper County Sheriff's Office. I don't know what state this is in. There are a lot of Jasper. Oh, it is. This is Texas. It is Texas. 20-year-old Wesley Evans of Silsby being held for aggravated robbery, auto theft, and arson. He allegedly escaped custody while being taken to a hospital for a hand injury. It was then the police finally caught up with him. They went over to his girlfriend's apartment. That's where they found him. Hiding inside her dishwasher.
No.
Oh, whoa.
Man.
That had to be uncomfortable.
First, she took the racks out because the little pokey things had really
hurt. That's what I was thinking.
I guess that's what led them to the dishwasher.
I guess. Yeah. Well, why are the racks out on the floor? But still, you close that door? I don't think I could do that too well. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that you can open it up from the inside.
No,
either.
I don't think so. It's not like the trunk in new cars. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Given the right stress, I believe I could take out a dishwasher door.
Man. Well, yeah. Oh, sure. As long as your feet are pointed the right way. Just saying, once again, just don't get in trouble with the law would be the best thing to do, okay?
Over 5,000 University of Buffalo applicants notified of their acceptance, except they weren't.
Oh, I heard this for Buffalo College of Medicine or whatever
it was. That happens. University spokesman said staff meant to notify the prospective students that all their applications had not yet been fully reviewed. Instead, the email went out welcoming them to the school. That follow-up email was sent a few hours later apologizing for the error. The university announced online it was a miscommunication that had occurred when the wrong email was used.
And how many of those kids had already spent their financial aid money on a party for their acceptance?
I clicked on the wrong thing. I just clicked on the wrong thing. I didn't mean to do that. So if you're looking for a great reason to up and move to paradise, how about this? Educating the future Americans. Grown-ups. SanFranciscoGate.com reports the state of Hawaii hiring 1,600 new teachers this fall because oodles of baby boomers are retiring while others are ditching the Aloha State because of the high cost of living. Okay, teaching and high cost of living. Teaching and high cost of living. Doesn't go well. Financial incentives are up to an extra 10 grand that'll be dished out to the right candidates, and there's a particular need for special education teachers.
Huh.
But again, that may only get you through the first year or two. Remember, you're going to need to continue to live over there.
Trying to figure out what percentage that is, because 1,600 sounds like a lot.
1,600 teachers?
Yeah, vacancies.
New teachers, yes. You're exactly right. That does sound like a lot over there. And I have no idea what the population is. Mm-mm. But nonetheless, and again, maybe it's not all in the big city. I mean, it could be that you'd be out in some smaller areas. So,
very cool.
You know, if you're in a life situation where you can do that, then why not do that? All right, so what is this $300 million boat that they're trying to name in the UK? No rush update this morning. What is that? Is
Boaty McBoatface?
Yeah, that's won't apparently be that. It. Hello.
Why go to Hawaii for $10,000? Hearn is offering a $10,000 bonus for teachers.
Ah, there you go, and the commute is much cheaper. And the pineapple juice may be almost as good.
Yeah. Beaches aren't as nice.
No. Yeah. No.
There's a long list.
But I don't think there's a train in Hawaii either.
No, well, if there is, it's a short rail. Yeah. So, yeah, Boaty McBoatface has officially won the online poll to name this $300 million research ship in the UK. Total of 125,000 people pretty much cast their ballots for Boaty McBoatface, which ended the contest as the undisputed winner. But again, they don't have to do that.
Nope. It was all the fault of a morning show DJ, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
In the UK?
In the UK.
Name dedicated to the 16-month-old girl suffering incurable cancer finished second, Poppy Maya. That would make a lot more sense, I guess. Third place belonged to Henry Worsley, named for the famed British explorer who died while attempting a solo mission across the Antarctic. And a respectable fourth place finish was Bloody Cold Here.
It's a polar research vessel.
Okay. That's it. Okay. The natural.
It's bloody cold here.
I like that.
Report again from the Arctic Circle.
Not
the
bad.
RMS bloody cold.
Yes. Not bad. So,
only an advisory vote.
So, once again, what
so they're not going
to. Well,
that.
Again, if you want the people to get involved, then you have to listen to the people. And if you listen to the people and you don't like their answer, they're not going to be happy the next time you ask them to do it.
You want
to
see the fancy captain's hat that says Boaty McBoatface.
Exactly. That's what you're looking for.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer custom-made blinds, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks, oftentimes at a lower price than blinds sold at home improvement warehouses. Available in a wide variety of styles and colors, our blinds are expertly crafted exactly to your specifications, and we guarantee your blinds will fit or we'll replace them for free, even if you make a mistake when measuring or ordering. At Blindster, we are passionate about both the quality of our products and the satisfaction of our customers. Most of our products are backed by a limited lifetime warranty. And if you need help, our team of friendly and knowledgeable window covering experts is ready to assist you every step of the way. Please give us a chance to earn your business.
Visit Blinds.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 30% off any order. Just enter code RUSH at checkout. Blinds.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blinds.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Heavy rains south and east of the listening area have snarled school and commerce plans to start the week. Classes in Brenham, Waller, and Hempstead ISDs are canceled. Navasota ISD has delayed arrival for 2 hours. Blend campuses in Brenham, Sealy, and Schulenburg have been closed for today, but the Bryan College campus will remain open. And Highway 290 in Waller was closed earlier this morning but has since reopened. There was an unusual discovery by a house sitter near Welburn Saturday morning.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was called to the home after a house sitter found a stranger in the garage laying on a large pile of vomit while on the cat's bed and blanket. According to the arrest report, the stranger, 21-year-old Gustavo Bees, told deputies he thought he was in Snook when he opened the garage door to charge his cell phone. Bees was arrested for residential burglary. Bryan police arrested a Bryan man for the second time in 3 weeks Friday afternoon. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Arian Brown was arrested last month for being a felon in possession of a firearm following a shootout where he escaped a life-threatening gunshot wound that grazed his head. According to the latest arrest report, Brown had his SUV parked on the wrong side of the street, which happened to be a vehicle seen at a house where officers have received complaints of drug sales over the last month. Brown's arrested for being in possession of 17 rocks of crack cocaine. Bryan police received a call Friday night from a lawyer in Louisiana concerned about a woman who was in town for a funeral and had just gotten out of drug rehabilitation. The lawyer later reported the woman was waiting for a funeral home employee driving a hearse who was delivering some cocaine and marijuana. That led to the eventual arrest of the woman, 25-year-old Kara DeBacco, and the employee, 40-year-old Anthony Luther Green. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board meets tonight and tomorrow night. The common topic is taking more action towards new attendance zones. Today's 5:30 special meeting is to decide whether to change boundaries for 5th through 8th grade or 5th through 12th grade buildings and what will be the rules guiding a committee that the board will appoint tomorrow. Other business for the CSISD board tomorrow will include awarding a $1.7 million contract for deferred maintenance at Southwood Valley, Pebble Creek, and South Knoll Elementaries. The cost matches the estimate when voters passed the November 2013 bond issue. The Bryan School Board tonight also takes up bond-funded construction and new attendance zones. The agenda includes awarding a nearly $3 million contract for renovations at Bryan Collegiate and Bryan High, which includes some options above the base bid. There will also be a recap of two public forums to new district-wide school boundaries. The Bryan Board also takes final action on a new teacher pay plan that includes bonuses for performance and hard-to-fill positions. Research continues for supporters of getting the Houston YMCA to open branch locations in Bryan and College Station. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney says a reception next week at the Texas A&M YMCA building includes former Y members.
The historical perspective that he has enjoyed and that he's very excited about to see the YMCA once again joining with A&M to provide opportunities for living classrooms through its camps, its various programs.
The reception follows two field trips by a local Y Advisory Council and city officials.
Took a look at the Conroe ISD Natatorium, gorgeous facility. After we finished salivating, we decided to do something a little bit more reasonable, and we took a trip down to the Branch Crossing YMCA, which is actually a prototype for many of the YMCAs that are being built right now.
A possible Y location in Bryan is on the main campus of Blinn College and in College Station on donated land between Baylor Scott and White Hospital and Lowe's. The business at the last College Station City Council meeting was completed in 1 minute. According to the city blog, that was the length of time it took to unanimously approve the consent agenda. The council entered into an agreement with the developers of a master plan community to replace the Texas World Speedway to reserve 2 acres for a future fire station at the south end of the development. The council also approved 2 street contracts where work begins next month. Widening Rock Prairie between the freeway and Longmire is supposed to take 1.5 years to complete. Rebuild. Continuing our story about the consent agenda, the College Station City Council's last meeting, the council also approved 2 street contracts where work begins next month. Widening Rock Prairie between the freeway and Longmire is supposed to take 1.5 years to complete. Rebuilding Luther from FM 2818 to Jones Butler is supposed to be completed in about 1 year. The council also approved a contract for the first phase of expanding Veterans Park. Construction is expected to start this fall and take 9 to 12 months to add 2 full-size synthetic turf fields, lighting, and 160 parking spaces on the University Drive side of the park. You can see maps and more information about the 4 projects online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man is headed to prison after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted him of drunk driving for the 3rd time. The district attorney's office says 36-year-old Terry Hebb was sentenced to 5 years. He was arrested in December 2013 after a DPS trooper stopped him for going 72 in a 65 while swerving in his lane on Highway 21 in Bryan. Hebb's blood alcohol level was almost twice the legal limit, and at the time of his arrest, Hebb was driving with a suspended license resulting from his 2nd DWI conviction in March 2012. The night after Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey announced he was no longer interested in moving closer to his family, he was thanked and praised by the city council.
The honest truth about Chief Buskey, I put word out to the local realtors, we would not agree to sell his house if he were to move. So he had no choice but to stay in Bryan or pay 2 notes, but we are happy to keep Chief Buskey in our community.
Joining Mayor Jason Byinski was Councilman Bobby Simank.
We're very thankful that Chief Buskey's not going anywhere. I just want to say, guys, that's a great thing. He's a great man for this city, and I'm just honored that we were able to keep him to stay here in Bryan.
Buskey, who has been in Bryan since 2009, was a finalist for chief positions in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Loveland, Colorado. And at Easterwood Airport, 6/10, just over 6/10 of an inch of rain fell yesterday, just under 4/10 of an inch of rain this morning, bringing us up to a 24-hour total of about exactly 1 inch. WTAW News Time is 7:39. It's 65 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Next time you're roaming around the house, take note of the number of things that are plugged into the wall that are not plugged in but are internet worthy, i.e. your phone. You probably got that set up on Wi-Fi. Also, the laptop, probably a tablet of some kind, and whatever the kids have, a Kindle, it's all going to be running through the same tube. Well, now with unlimited data plans, you can get hooked up with Suddenlink. It only gets better. Suddenlink lets you choose the speed and data plan you need. The new unlimited data plan available for perfect big-time gamers and data users. New current customers can upgrade to new plans with unlimited data. Don't settle for less. Get the speed and size together with Suddenlink. Call 1-877-694-9474 or visit the local store. As usual, you get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. And make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. You can get the SL200 HD TV, 50-meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. And once you save, you can switch to buy two, get three for just $69 a month. Go to Suddenlink and save.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
7:41, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop them at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's some numbers.
Blocking pattern that's remained in place and caused the heavy rain across the state remains in place this morning. A flash flood watch in effect through Tuesday. Right now, the heaviest rain is between College Station and the Houston area, slowly shifting to the east. Showers and rain today, temperatures near 75. Rain and thunderstorms around tonight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, a high around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll talk Aggie baseball coming up in just a bit, getting the sweep in Starkville. We'll also talk Aggie softball, the NBA playoffs, and Major League Baseball here in the Lone Star State. All with sports here in about 10 minutes.
So, yeah, I watched really quite a bit of that series. They scored 30 runs and had 47 hits. 47 hits in three games.
Well, Boomer White is batting 600 in the SEC. That's insane.
Really? For the wow, it is
four league play, 600.
Okay, yeah. In the real world, the weather, you heard us interrupted again by the flash flood warning. It's going until 9 o'clock this morning. Pretty much the adjacent counties. We are dodging this bullet, at least for the time being, so that's nice. But we are, I guess it's still just continuing to rain at the same pace. Last night it kind of would come and go, mm-hmm. You know, early in the evening, and then, of course, the big light show and sound show, and continues to thunder a lot. But compared to our neighbors, we are really, really, really dodging the bullet. So
yep.
That's a good thing.
Almost a foot and a half there.
Where?
Parts of Houston.
Wow.
Up to 16 inches so far.
Man. So a plane approaching Heathrow Airport believed to have been hit by a drone before it safely landed. The jet, not the drone. The British Airways flight was hit as it approached the London airport with 132 passengers and crew of five. After landing, the pilot reported the object, believed to be a drone, had struck the front of the Airbus A320. Aviation police based at Heathrow have launched an investigation. What kind of an idiot is going to bring a drone to an airport? Just
a special kind of idiot.
Yeah, just saying. All right.
All right, here we go. Instant noodles, the world's cheapest meal in a cup. Getting a touch of classiness.
Classy.
And expensive. On sale in China for $4.60, Manhan Feast boasts high-heat sterilized beef, freeze-dried green vegetables, and high-end packaging. That means it's sealed against contamination in China. But the instant noodle-loving public doesn't seem too impressed since the launch. Fewer than 30 cups have been sold. Okay. Got that going for you. Oh, so I turned on the TV last night on, I think, MSNBC, and they've got this thing called Billion Dollar Businessman. Have you seen this?
I don't think so.
With Tillman Fertitta.
Really?
Yeah. And he apparently, you know, looks around and finds people to do business. Well, who it was the brothers, the Aggie brothers, who did their, we had the story on it, how they sold their concoction to Saltgrass. Remember having that? Oh, you were in New York.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, yes.
Anyway, those guys were on. I forget the name. Liger, I'm not sure exactly what the name of the company was.
Liber.
Liber, okay.
Libations.
Anyway, they had those guys on last night, so that's kind of interesting to see. Of course, we already knew the story and how that one would end. And so I'm not sure what the concept of the show is. My thought is that he can tell, even the one person he turned down, he could say, hey, you know, look at the publicity I gave you. So, you know, there good things can probably happen even though we're not going to do business. And like anything else, it's the golden rule. The man with the gold makes the rule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I am so sorry I didn't watch Sunday morning television yesterday because George Clooney was on. And I know there are any number of people who don't know who to vote for president, so George Clooney was going to let you know about that.
Sanders?
No.
Question mark?
Johnson?
No,
exclamation point?
No, no, no. I think it's that woman from New York.
Trump?
The woman from New York.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm always glad to know what George Clooney thinks we ought to be doing, right?
Okay.
Now, first, he criticized Ted Cruz and Donald Trump for basing their campaigns on fear. We have to be afraid of everything. We have to be afraid of refugees. We have to be afraid of Muslims. He said, the question is, and this is an important one, again, this is George Clooney, are we really going to be scared by the very things that made our country great? And the answer is yes. We have history to answer to, but because we're not afraid, we are a country that is afraid, and I refuse to accept that.
Instead, be afraid of Wall Street?
Yeah.
And well, white male privilege.
Oh, there you go.
Those are things to be very afraid of.
Mr. Clooney says he doesn't like having to hold those big dollar fundraisers. I don't think anybody does. I don't even think politicians do. It's not the most fun thing to do. Okay.
Murmur, murmur, murmur. What was it, Patrick? Work, 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 work.
You know, but if he's trying to draw a parallel to refugees that used to come to America, the ones, you know, who wanted to come here and learn the language and use it as the land of the free to make a living for themselves, that's one thing. But I think there are probably people who are coming to the country who have a different agenda than that right now. So, just saying.
Yeah, $15 an hour is a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Even if it is just manning a kiosk at McDonald's, wiping it down and making sure everything's all right. Lady in Brownwood was arrested after police say she pretended to be a bull and charged at passing cars. She's in Brownwood. Wasn't a lot to do. Not football season. When it's not football season in Brownwood, they don't know exactly what to do. But anyway, she's charging the cars. The report came. The police showed up. But it just says here, by the time the police had arrived, Erica Lenz had been dragged inside her house by her sister and teenage son. Her teenage son told police that his mom had, quote, consumed large quantities of tequila.
Okay.
Which is just what a teenage son wants to say to the police about a parent. So there you are. Thank you, Brownwood.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home.
You want your car to last 10 years so we can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Thanks to the internet and social media, we're all more connected than ever. Well, at least we like to think we are. The fact of the matter is quite different. Just a few years ago, only 10% of Americans said they were lonely. But according to recent research, that number is nearly doubled. And that means the very technology we thought would draw us closer together is making us feel more isolated instead. Mom and Dad, that problem will get even worse for our children as technology advances. So it's important to teach them how to be intentional about connecting with others. First, help your children learn a healthy balance between time with technology and face-to-face connection with other people. Allow them to invite friends over as much as possible and encourage them to do something that doesn't include watching a screen. Conversation is a good idea, but even running around outside and laughing together are positive forms of contact. Second, teach your children the difference between loneliness and time alone. It's healthy for children to learn how to enjoy themselves when no one is around to entertain them. Things like reading, drawing, writing, or simply lying out under the big blue sky and letting their mind wander is good for kids. Children don't have to throw technology out the window. But when it comes to feeling alive and connected, nothing will replace face-to-face human contact. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Honey Ann, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:52. The number 3 Aggie baseball team rolled into Starkville on a roll and just kept rolling. For the first time since 1987, the Aggs stacked up double digits in the run column over 5 consecutive games in league play. The guys rung up a 10-5 victory over number 8 Mississippi State. The victory completed the sweep of the Bulldogs and handed Mississippi State their first series sweep at Dudley Noble Field since 2010. It also gave the Aggies sole possession of first place in the SEC West. Coming up, the Aggs host Texas State and the Bobcats tomorrow. First pitch at 6:34. Those games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The 15th-ranked Texas A&M softball team dropped the first 2 games of their series against Bama. In the second game of Saturday's doubleheader against the number 4 Crimson Tide, they rattled off 14 runs to 10-run rule Alabama, 14-1. A&M returns to action Wednesday for a doubleheader at Sam Houston State, with Game 1 scheduled at 3 o'clock. All the games are on KWBC 1550. Aggie soccer wrapped up their spring schedule. The ladies got two goals and an assist from rising senior star Sarah Shaw to register a 3-1 win over Northwestern State. On the links, securing its best finish since joining the league 4 years ago, Texas A&M men's golf team completed a runner-up showing at the 2016 SEC Men's Golf Championship Sunday. The ladies, ranked 25th in the country, finished fourth at the Women's Golf Championships, finishing in the top four for the second consecutive year. Looking ahead, A&M women's tennis is the sixth seed at the 2016 SEC Tennis Championships, which starts off Wednesday and runs through Sunday at the LSU Tennis Complex in Baton Rouge. The NBA playoffs are in full swing, and San Antonio, Cleveland, Miami, and the Los Angeles Clippers were Game 1 winners in the conference quarterfinals. Kawhi Leonard had 20 points as the Spurs just smashed Memphis 106-74. Spurs guard Tony Parker chalked up the W to good D.
I think it started with our defense. They only score 74, so that's pretty good, and we need to keep it going.
Up the road in Big D, the Mavericks are hurting in more ways than just the backcourt. They fell on Saturday, and in doing so, lost J.J. Barea. He'll be out of tonight's playoff game against the Oklahoma City Thunder with a right groin strain. Darian Williams is doubtful. Both guards started Game 1. Barea sat out the second half due to the injury on Saturday night. We'll hop over now to the MLB. Here's Roger Emmerich with Lone Star Baseball action.
Astros win 2-3 against the visiting Tigers, including Sunday's 5-4 win that featured Jose Altuve's first-inning homer.
Drive to right, at the wall. Another opposite field home run, Jose Altuve. He has done it again and put the Astros on top right here in the first inning. 1-0 Houston.
Rangers and Orioles rained out in Arlington and will make up the game June 20th. Texas wins two of the first three, including Saturday's 8-4 victory. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
In the PGA, South Africa's Brandon Grace had five birdies on the front side on the way to a 5-under-66 and win at the RBC Heritage Tournament. And we'll wrap it up with some NASCAR on the shortest track of the year, Bristol Motor Speedway. Carl Edwards completed a dominating effort when he took off the final restart to win the Sprint Cup Championship at Bristol. The pole sitter led 276 of the 500 laps on the half-mile track. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was second, followed by Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Trevor Bayne. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's check in now with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. Okay, we kind of made fun of it yesterday. Now you can talk about your trucks.
Well, first of all...
Oh, so now you don't want to talk about the trucks. All right, fine, go.
It's kind of like my wife. First of all, I'd like to say a huge thank you to a special sales guy I have at the Ford store. He's been with us 6.5 years. The guy's never taken a day off. He was salesman of the month last month. Probably will be salesman of the month this month. But his name is Cuz Hernandez. Actually, it's Gerald Hernandez, but we call him Cuz. Anyways, I want to tell him thank you, and we really appreciate all his hard work.
All right, well, since we ain't talking about trucks, we're going to talk about the deal of the day then.
The deal of the day, we have a 2014 Ram 1500 with the Hemi for $28,988.
Find out more on that, the Free Car Friday, and a whole lot more at
teamandavasota.com.
That's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5-2-2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Much like BCS, Zwicker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zweiker & Associates. It's ZARealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling two different homes, and that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home, whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property. Zweiker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to ZARealestate.com. One more time, ZARealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Okay, we'll check the weather in a minute. Here's an app for you, a dating app that's for geeks. It's called Dragon Fruit. Launched its app the other day. The app asks users to pick what kind of nerdy things they like or what they're fans of, like Star Wars or Doctor Who. The more variety and the higher your level of